This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith, courts one into right, down the line, it may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, coming to you from the lineupmedia.fm studios. Happy to have lineupmedia.fm and all their support for our show. Make sure you check them out. Fastest growing podcast company on the planet. They take your entertainment time very seriously. Excited about today's show. There's a lot of buzz in the air. And, you know, here it is, November, and we're still talking about Cardinal baseball. I've said it once, I'll say it again. I think it's because fans are concerned. They want their Cardinals back in the playoffs. They want to know what's going on. There are rumors flying everywhere. And I guess I'll just come right out and say it, that in my opinion, we are officially on Giancarlo Stanton watch. So that's how I look at this thing. I had some conversations just a little bit on Twitter with some people. Yesterday we were talking about some different things. Went back and forth with Derek Gould a little bit. I don't not like Christian Yelich, but at this juncture, I'm Giancarlo Stanton or bust. I think the Cardinals need a guy like him for a variety of reasons, not just because I think he's that middle of the order bat. But I do want to say this, and I'm going to get it. You know, I'm going to save this because we're going to have our friend and cohort in crime, Benji Molina, on here in just a minute, and I'm going to save it for him. But we are officially, in my opinion, on Stanton watch. Before we get to Benji, I want to remind everybody, check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. It's our website where you can listen to the show. It's also where you can subscribe to the show. It's absolutely free. Show will be ready to go on your mobile device each time we let it go. One of the things you guys can do to help the show out with Christmas coming along, if you go to twobirdsonabat.com, you could do your shopping at Amazon through our website. It's absolutely no charge to you. You'd simply click the Amazon banner on our website. Go do your shopping. We get a very small referral, kind of helps us with the production cost of the show. Our ask of you is to follow us on our social media pages at Birds on a Bat Shows, where you'll find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. We've got the great Facebook page, Birds on a Bat, if you guys want to be a part of that community as well. And we are now on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. If you guys follow us on those pages, our big ask of you is if you'll like our Facebook page, Two Birds on a Bat, if you go to that Facebook page, you'll see invite your friends. If you guys would do that, click that, you can invite all your friends that are Cardinal fans to like our Facebook page. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, it's our way of you guys being involved in the show and helping us grow our audience. So we would greatly appreciate that. Again, I mentioned lineupmedia.fm, couldn't do the show without them. Our producer, Brian Kroc, and Andrew Allen, they do such a great job. Happy to have them a part of the show as well. Want to send a shout-out to all the great Facebook pages out there that have helped us grow the show immensely. Want to welcome in Arch City Sports. That's a very large community here in St. Louis, really devoted to all things sports for our area. It's not just Cardinal baseball. It's everything that you might like when it comes to sporting here in this area. Really excited about them. Can't forget Rally Squirrel, Nate McHenry. You guys know we do the Rally Squirrel Report with him and his wonderful Facebook page, and he's been doing it for a while and doing it right. I know you guys enjoy him. Cardinal Freaks, really enjoy them as well. They've been supporting us for a long time. Chris Lawless over at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. More great Facebook pages you guys need to be a part of. And, of course, St. Louis Cardinals Fan Unite. Just another one of the great groups that provide information for all of the great Cardinal fans out there. So don't forget that. Go out and find them on Facebook today. That's Arch City Sports, Rally Squirrel, Cardinal Freaks, Cardinal Nation, Cardinal 24/7, and, of course, St. Louis Cardinals Fans Unite. Going to take a quick break right here. We're going to hear from Steve Flowers, who's not in studio today. You guys know he's got the wonderful contest going on for two tickets for opening day. You're going to learn how you can win those here in just a second. It's very simple. You're going to give Steve a call, ask him a mortgage question, and you're registered to win. Very simple. If you fill out an application with him, you get five more entries. And if you wind up doing a loan with him, you get 20 more entries. So lots of ways for you to do this. You can refer people to give him a call and get five more. I mean, there's just all kinds of ways for you to win these tickets for opening day. Let's hear from Steve and his wonderful wife, Emily. And we come back, we're going to have Benji Molina on the M4byYachty.com hotline. And I want to get his take on the Giancarlo Stanton watch. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Hey, Cardinals fans, this is Steve and Emily Flowers with Supreme Lending. When we're not watching our Redbirds chase another world championship, we're helping buyers finance their dream home.
That's right. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for down payment assistance or an experienced buyer looking for your next move, you deserve the best. So call us now at 618-655-0483. We have all the bases covered when it comes to your next home loan. FHA, USDA, VA, and conventional. We do it all here at Supreme Lending.
Homeowners, with our refinance programs, you could lower your rate, get cash out to consolidate debt, or even remodel that bathroom, kitchen, or the outdoor space you've been dreaming of.
The bases are loaded in your favor here at Supreme Lending. Call us at 618-655-0483. Or visit us online at steveflowers.supremelending.com or search us on Facebook at Steve and Emily Flowers-Supreme Lending.
Go Birds!
All programs and terms are subject to change without notice and subject to underwriting approval. Supreme Lending, NMLS 2129, is not affiliated with a government agency. Steve Flowers, NMLS 227652. Emily Flowers, NMLS 1256327. Missouri Company Registration 17-2156. Branch, NMLS ID 1453720. Located at 361 1 Richardson Square Drive, Suite 200. Equal housing lender.
Good stuff as always, and again, do not forget about the contest. It's a holiday around here. Two tickets, Cardinals opening day 2018. Give Steve-O and his wonderful wife Emily a call and get registered to win today. All right, time now to go to the M4byYachty.com hotline and welcome in everybody's favorite Cardinal fan, Benji Molina. What's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. What's going on over there?
Well, there's no guys. It's just Guy. I'm here alone. Steve's left me again. This guy, duty calls, I guess. And it's a shame, too, because his Cowboys won. You'd think he'd be here.
I know, that's exactly right. And, you know, every time the Cowboy fans win, you're going to see their faces. It's when they lose that it's really hard to find them.
Yeah, they like to go out and about. I'm sure you heard from your brother last night after that big win.
No, he's busy. He has his hands full being a manager for the Puerto Rican team that 23 and younger. They're going to Panama and represent for a big tournament, and he's actually the manager. So he has his hands full. Plus, he already started training, so the whole day it's kind of busy for him. But I'm sure he was happy with the Cowboys.
I know I've seen something going around that he's doing something with a home run derby to raise money. What's going on with that?
Well, that's another event that he does it every year for his foundation. To raise money, obviously. It's a free, it's in a big stadium, and you can go take your kids and hang out and see celebrities trying to hit homers and, you know, baseball players like Pujols, like David Ortiz, like Cano and Jose Bautista and all those guys. I've been there before. They've done that show. They've done that celebrity game. It's a little fun thing that the fans can go, and it's free. The only thing you can do is obviously help with your donations, and a lot of sponsors and a lot of guys go there and donate money for the foundation so we can keep the battered kids and the battered women of his foundation safe and help them out. So it's a huge event. He have it every year, and I think he's having a little pressure from the celebrities saying, hey, we need to do it for Puerto Rico this year. I don't know how is it going to go, but they're advertising it. So that means he's on. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I think everybody knows that, you know, he has these charities that mean a lot to him and what he does. And at the end of the day, you know, when you do so much for so many people, you got to know that those people are going to want to give back a little bit here, and they're going to try to, you know, they're going to tell Yachty, hey, you need to do this for your country. So good for them. Good for everybody involved. If you can, you know, you guys do a wonderful job of what you do, and you can Google it, Yadier Molina Home Run Derby Celebrity Softball Game. You guys can learn more about it and find ways to follow it. And if you want to support it, it seems like a really great time. So good for him. Good for you guys. And really appreciate what you guys do for everybody. So great stuff, man. Want to get your thoughts, man. I've officially put us on Stanton watch. There's rumors flying around. What's that?
You sound like you're very excited about this one.
Well, listen, here's the deal. You know as well as I do that I said if they really wanted him, why didn't they put a claim in on him? Right? So I've maintained all along. I've maintained all along the only reason not to have put a claim on him is you were worried they were going to say, he's yours, take him, and you didn't want the contract. So that being said, you know, I've said all along that I hope I'm wrong. Now, I guess you could look at it like, okay, that's a legit gripe. They were worried that they'd say, here, take the whole contract, and then they'd be saddled with the money. But my problem is that if you get him, and judging by what it says, the rumor is the reason the Cardinals are the favorite to land him is because the Cardinals have reportedly told them they're willing to give one of their top prospects, pitching prospects, in the deal. So I've said this before. You now are willing to give prospects and pay all that money. Now, arguably, the rumors, if you believe them, are that if we include these good prospects, Miami would eat some of this money. So I'm assuming that that's the give and take of the whole thing. At the end of the day, I don't really care how they get it done. I'm of the belief the Cardinals not only need his bat in the lineup, he's actually a very good outfielder as well. So they could use his bat, they could use his presence. And I think they need a guy like that. Listen, not that I run their club, but I think from a business standpoint, they need a guy like that. What's your thoughts?
Well, there's many ways to see it. And they're bad and there's good. My bads are that you're going to have to give away a lot of players that are really almost major league ready. That's the bad one. You don't want to give away your prospects, but in the good ones, it's your team will be better because you have a middle of a lineup guy, a guy like you just said. He's a good outfielder, and he plays every day. So, and there's bad, but there are good. And in my opinion, I think there's two ways to see it. I think I don't believe they're going to do it because they had a chance to sign Pujols for maybe less of what this guy makes, and they didn't do it. But they might have learned from it. They might have said, you know what, we need to spend or something. Something might have clicked on this kid. And plus, he's younger than Pujols. He has more years to come, obviously productive, I guess. And in this time, they can do it. So it's either way. However we want to see this, this is what's going on. But now let's go back to what he makes for us. I mean, he makes us a really, really good contending team, a playoff contending team. He is a really good player in the middle of the lineup, and he's going to scare a lot of people, a lot of pitchers. Now, we're going to lose a lot of prospects, and we're going to lose a lot of players over this deal. Are we as fans, do we want the cake and we want the ice cream too? Or are we ready to just part ways with these prospects and take this guy? That's the biggest question, right?
Well, I agree. I think the reason, and people are asking, and I've had a lot of conversations, people are saying, okay, these are rumors and these are that. They're more than rumors to me only because of I say this, the Cardinals have never traditionally, like, they finished second, right, on a lot of these free agent deals, right? This is a little bit different than a free agent deal. And the reason why I think there's more juice to this is it's kind of like a perfect storm almost. I think this is a franchise that we've all said 100 times over. They've got the money. It's just a matter of whether they want to cut loose with it or not. They're not going to deviate too far from their business plan. But I think they also realize that this is more than how much the player is valued on the field. I think from a business standpoint, they need a shot in the arm, and I think they know it. So I think that I think you take that into account. You've brought up the prospects, and the reality of it is they've got an interesting little perfect storm going on with that too. I think traditionally you may not want to give up some of these prospects, but they're in a boat right now where the majority of their better players are prospects, and they can't all play at the same time. It's just not realistic. So they may wind up losing some of these guys to the Rule 5 draft.
You can't be afraid of that. As a team, you cannot be afraid of losing your prospects. You can never be afraid of that. I don't care what team or who you are. You should never be afraid of trading or losing your prospects because, I mean, that's how you build your team. There's no way in the world you're going to go through your team, and if you need a pitcher to get you over the hump, I don't see why not trading some guys, meaning prospects. And if it's a dumb trade, I get it. Don't do it, of course. But if it's a trade that makes sense for your team to be better and make a push to late in the playoffs, why not? I mean, you cannot be afraid of losing them. I wanted to go back to what you said about a perfect storm and stuff. And he fits well. I mean, young Carlos is a great, great guy and a great hitter and stuff, right? A great player. But think about a perfect storm for me would be signing Hosmer and signing Wade Davis or somebody like that. The closer and Hosmer, and I'm fine with my offseason. I mean, I know we might need more, a little more, but with those two guys, think about it. We round our deal. We round our team. And I think we got a really, really legitimate chance on winning this thing with those two players.
Well, I want to go on record and say this, okay? We need more than Stanton, okay? We need him and the closer. So I'm not done with just Stanton, and they can't do that. And if that's their plan, well, then we got a problem, to be completely honest.
Yeah,
with
I mean, just think about how much money that Stanton's going to make. That kills your offseason right there.
Well, I don't think they're in a position to just trade for any one guy. I don't care how much money it is. They've got a couple of holes they need to fill, and I think that they need to go all in and do it this year. Now, they're going to have to get creative if they want to stay within their quote-unquote budget, and maybe that does mean if you get him, you got to make a change here or there with this guy or that guy. And I would assume there's moving pieces that are involved in it all the way across the board. But be that as it may, I'm of the belief that they're going to have to do something at the back end of the bullpen. There is no way. They have to do something. There's no way. They cannot go into this season with what they have. They can't. It's not even realistic.
No, they cannot go in. You're right. They cannot go in the season with the same guys. They need a little help. They need a couple guys that they can count on. Nicasio already showed you that he's very, very good in the back end of the bullpen. He might not end up being a closer. Who knows? But he showed you that he's very valuable in those innings where there's three outs or six outs needed for the win. He showed us that he is really, really good in those innings. And if you add on Nicasio and a closer like Greg Holland or a closer like Wade Davis, a guy that shuts down hitters in the ninth inning, come on, man. That should be the priority. That should be the guys to go. And my priority is Eric Hosmer in this matter. The outfielders, think about it. I mean, we have a right field that's open for business, right? But we have Pham and we have Fowler. They ain't going to move, I hope. And then you have the right field that's Piscotty, Grichuk, Bader, whoever it is fighting for it. I understand that part. But they did good, you know, as a team, they did good with them there. They just needed that part in the bullpen to close out games. So if you leave that outfield how it is and you go get Hosmer, at least, I'm talking at least, I mean, we need a couple ideas, but at least you go get Hosmer and you go get a Wade Davis or a Greg Holland or somebody that shuts the door at the end and with the name, come on, man. We can't be mad at that. I mean, if you sign Giancarlo's or take Giancarlo's contract, it's going to be hard to get more free agents, believe me.
Well, and again, I this is what I always come back to, okay? There's nothing guaranteed. Like, I don't want to be in this world of we keep waiting to do something. It's like I'm almost in that camp now where we need to do something. And as long as it's an impactful guy, I'm game, I'm in, let's do it. Caution to the wind. Let's see what we can do and let's try to make it work. Stanton to me is it's the Ferrari, man. It's what we need. I don't know that it'll happen. I can only imagine what an unbelievable deal it would take to get him done. It would be a lot of moving parts and things would have to work out, but man, I'd love to have him.
Listen, let me tell you this. It's what we need. It's not the only thing we need.
For sure. For sure. I've said that. There's not one player. We don't need just one player. I mean, some people would argue that if we got just a closer, we could compete and we'd be better, and that may be true. That might be true, because at times we had stretches where we played better, and people will argue that the offense wasn't as bad as we like to say it is. But sooner or later, man, you've got to have an impact bat. But they also got to have a closer. And I've said that before.
Yeah.
And people are taking their bullpens a lot more seriously these days.
Yeah, and let me tell you this for the fans out there that are listening to us, because it's very serious. And we're only talking the Cardinals here. We're only talking about what the Cardinals need. Don't you think that the Dodgers, don't you think that the Cubs, don't you think that Milwaukee is actually doing the same thing? They are all doing the same thing. They're all thinking, okay, why do we need a bullpen? Okay, Greg Holland. Okay, Wade Davis. If you are the Dodgers, okay, why do we need bench? Well, we need a Giancarlo's. That'll be great in our outfield. Things like that. They're also thinking that. It's that we, as a Cardinal, we're talking about only the Cardinals, right? And I understand. And we do need Giancarlo's. I'm not saying no. But we don't only need him. Like you said, we need a bullpen help. And I always said it from April. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to go that far back. But I think I said it from April or May. We have a chance to win the division, but our bullpen is losing too many games. And we need help in the bullpen. I said it from April, but we didn't do anything. Nicasio made a really good push for the Cardinals at the end. Why? Because Nicasio was in the back end, and he helped us, but it was too late. We were already far behind quite a few games. But Nicasio made a good change. Now you have that guy. Sign him. Sign Brett Holland. Sign Wade Davis. Give him what he needs. And then you go out and sign Hosmer. You go sign J.D. Martinez. You go sign a bat, that could help us. Man, we're in business, man. I'm telling you. We really are in business.
I'm looking at this thing, and again, I know you keep going away from Stanton, but I'm going to stay on Stanton watch here for a minute, because I want to say that this is the last part of my reasoning why I think it's realistic.
I love Stanton. Don't get me wrong, Jimbo. I would love to have Stanton. The only thing that worries me is that by signing or getting Stanton, it's going to keep the other free agents away, because they might not have that much money to spend on other free agents, you know?
No. I would agree with that. My theory there is that the bullpen is so bad they can't ignore it. So see, that's my theory. Now, I think, to be honest with you, that's the reason why the Stanton trade may not happen, is because they know they have to address the bullpen and it's not going to be cheap. So to my reasoning, there's only two things that could stop this trade from happening, and that's A, Stanton says I don't want to go there, and he can do that. Okay, and number two. Is that they decide they can't swallow that pill because they have to spend X amount of dollars in the bullpen. That's in my opinion. Now, what I do want to say is, as far as the amount of money goes, and I find this interesting, people know I like to jump on and a lot of times play devil advocate on Twitter and things like that, but there's a guy I like to follow, Moe's Algorithm, And I don't know who the guy is. I mean, he's kind of he's not an imaginary figure because he always has these great tweets. But he brings up a great point, and he said that a guy like Stanton is exactly why Bill DeWitt would not pay all the money for Luis Robert, the guy that the international kid that went to the White Sox, who the Cardinals were very linked to. It sounded like the Cardinals were all in on him, and then he wound up going to the White Sox because evidently the Cardinals didn't want to meet his asking price, which was a lot of money. And, you know,
those guys are 50-50, though.
Well, Jimbo. But most
of those international guys are 50-50. Stanton is not 50-50.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying that at the time, DeWitt had said as much, that he specifically said that he wants that kind of money going to the major league club. So if you're going to spend that kind of money, why not spend that kind of money on Stanton? And he does say, you know, the Cardinals have offered big deals in the past, so it's not like they haven't accepted that they are going to have to pay top dollar for players. Now, they've never went as far as they're going to have to go on Stanton as far as a yearly average. But I will say this, and again, I'm back to they don't need me to be this guy for him. But from a business standpoint, yes, he would be expensive. But I'm telling you, they need that shot in the arm because, you know, right now, let's face it, and you know it, and we know it, and it's okay for you to admit it, Yachty's their only marketable player, to be completely honest with you. He is the only guy. You go to a game, that's whose jersey you see in the stands. They need another guy. They need another guy to come along and kind of, you know, let's face it, that needs to happen.
I'm more worried about the game than marketing or whatever. I know, I get your point, and I know that would be great to have because of that reason. But I'm more worried about winning games, man. I'm more worried about winning the championship. I'm more worried about getting into the playoff first and then winning the championship for St. Louis, for the city. But marketable, yeah, I get it. You know, that would be great. But think about it. If you get Stanton and all that money, you might get to sign Nicasio because he's not that expensive, but there's no way you're going to sign Wade Davis, and there's no way you're going to go after Hosmer when the Red Sox are already after him. I mean, you're going to fight with the Red Sox over the money over this guy, you're going to end up with a huge contract. So I don't see that happening. I think I would love to have Stanton and the bullpen. That would be like a Christmas present for all of us, Stanton and a couple help in the bullpen. I'll take that. That's not what we're saying. But man, you get Stanton, and your budget on the off season is gonna go really low in a heartbeat. So hopefully we can spend that money wisely on the relievers, which we need a closer, and we need a guy that can be in the middle of the lineup, like I've been saying, J.D. Martinez, Hoffner, or Carlos Gonzalez. He had a tough year. This is the time to get Carlos Gonzalez to a really cheap contract if you want, and he might be hungry to come back and have an awesome season because he's a great player. He just had a bad year, so that might be your guy too. I won't feel bad if we get a lefty bat like him. And an outfielder like him, so you have options out there. It's just like, do we really have the hunger to go after these guys and take it away from other teams? That's what's going to be the challenge, man.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like some of these guys too, if they don't come here, where are they going? Are they going to go somewhere else and help somebody that we're playing against, or teams going to keep them?
I was a free agent, and I can tell you from my experience, I wanted more teams to be interested in me because that they had to fight against each other. We had a Boston, okay, BMO, we pay these for you, and then we went to the Giants. Hey, Giants, these guys are paying these. What do you think? Are you gonna match it up? Are you gonna go over? And when they go over, you go back to the Boston and you say, hey, man, they went over. Are you ready to go or not? You know, we're going to sign with these guys if you don't go over. So that's how negotiations go. If Hosmer is being offered $90 million in Boston and St. Louis is not ready for $110 million, or 100, he's going to go back to Boston. He ain't coming to St. Louis for a cheaper version of anything. So we have to fight against a lot of teams, and if you're willing to do that, then we're in good shape. But if you're not willing to fight against other teams, I mean, those guys are already ready and making a push with other teams. I tell you what, right now they're ready.
Well, I'm ready for something. How about that? I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, we need an upgrade. We got too many vanilla guys, in my opinion.
No, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. I think it's not because we're saying it. I think they're going to do it because they need it. As a team, they've seen the last couple of years how it's been going. They know that they want that championship of the division back. They take pride on it, man. Don't get them wrong. Those guys take pride on winning the division. Even if they don't go to the World Series, they still take pride on that division. They want the division to be in St. Louis. They want that trophy to be in St. Louis. So they're going to do something. You watch. They're ready for it. I think they're really waiting for, obviously, stuff to start happening. But I don't think they're going to keep their arms crossed, man. I think they're going after big time.
Well, I'm excited only because there is excitement. And again, I don't know. It could all be a smokescreen, and maybe I'm buying into it. I get frustrated and I get mad and I say they're never going to do this, never going to do that. And then I see things and then I think, okay, where there's smoke, there's fire. But this is a little bit different for me only because, you know, I've said on here since day one, they've got the money, they've got the prospects, and they've got the need. Okay. You add that into the fact that there's not a lot of other teams that can take on the money and have the prospects and are competitive. I just don't see how it doesn't work, but we'll see.
I want to ask you something. Like, remember when Pujols got left out, right? Because
right.
of the money and whatever.
Right.
After that, they were able to sign Wainwright. They were able to sign Yadi. They were able to sign a couple more guys. Now, think about if they would have given Pujols what he deserves, you know, like the big bucks he deserves. I don't know if they could have signed Wainwright. I don't know if they could have signed Yadi. I don't know if they could have signed a couple more guys to help. So that's what they're thinking in this case. In their head, it's like, okay, yeah, Stan is going to be great. It's going to be awesome in our lineup. It's going to be awesome. We're going to lose some prospects, but we're going to be great. Now the off season becomes okay. Now they start thinking, all right, we're going to go over our budget. We're going to go these way, and the off season is going to go low. So I really do believe, even though I like Stanton, but I really do believe that they're going to go after the bullpen. They're going to go after another bat other than Stanton, and maybe another added bat in the middle. So that's what I think they're going to do. They might surprise everybody with a starter. Why not getting Jake Arrieta? You tell me why.
Well, I'm not going to tell you why.
I'll take that guy. The Cubs signed Lackey. He pitched here. He pitched in St. Louis. Why can't we sign in Arrieta? Why can't we sign this? You, Darvish, I'm not so much in his wagon, but. But, I mean, Arrieta is a good pitcher. He's shown he can pitch. With Yadi, who's going to be a big help. He's going to help out the pitching stuff, too. I mean, those are the two big guns that are out there. Jason Vargas, I don't know. But those are the big guns. And you go out and you can sign that guy for the starting. And now you're putting yourself in a starting deal that you might not need that big arm because you might add Nicasio in the bullpen. And that way, with another starter that saved that bullpen a little bit, you might be better. That's another option to go to, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, here's what I will say. Do I want Wade Davis? Absolutely. Would I be okay with Holland? Yes, I'd be okay with Holland too. And I don't care what it costs to sign him because, again, I really don't care. They've got money, and we can argue about money all day long. But the bottom line is, I want him to sign him. But if we were to get Stanton and we get a little stopgap starter and you were to tell me you were going to sign Nicasio and like Shaw or Addison Reed and we were going to say we're going to put Nicasio and one of these other guys at the back end, and we'll see. And, you know, we'll let so and so close, and if he can't, I would be okay with that. I would be okay with that. Now, I want it all. I want Stanton. I want Davis. I want them all. I want them all. So, how about that?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with you wanting all. I mean, that's a lot of how people feel. I'm trying to stay in their realistic boat, you know?
Like, I know I'm not being realistic. I know. But hey, listen.
It'll be a great Christmas present for St. Louis people, but being realistic, I mean, that's the way you got to see it. You sign Stanton, your money's going to be short in a heartbeat. Plus, you lose some prospects, and you have to be okay with that too. You don't sign Stanton, you don't get Stanton. You have more flexibility on making it to a closer, to Hosmer maybe, to JD Martinez maybe, maybe a third baseman Mustakas. That's another good deal. I mean, we don't have a third baseman, do we? So why not go after Mustakas? He had a great year. He's right there from that area. He played in Kansas City. Hosmer did too. So they got options, man. This is not the only guy. So it's just if you lock up your money on one guy, it's going to be hard to get the other. So that's just how it is in baseball.
Well, I will say this. It's still exciting to be a Cardinal fan in November. So let's hope some great things happen for our Cardinal team. I know we're all pulling for them. I want to thank you for coming on this week on the M4byYachty.com hotline like you do every show and giving us your thoughts. And
very interesting topic.
What's that?
Very interesting topics we hit today, man.
Oh, yeah, because let's face it. I mean, this is kind of fun because it's kind of like, you know, you can kind of, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and it's okay to get excited about things, but the reality of it is, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall in the room and know what's really going on? I always say that, man. It'd be so cool to know for sure what they're really doing. And well, you know what's interesting? There was an article a few years ago about Mozeliak, and he basically chronicled how the Matt Holliday thing went down. And it was interesting, you know, the things that were going on behind the scenes. And you just think to yourself, man, this is a man living his life and all this stuff's going on, this chaos going on around him trying to make these things happen. And so, you know, I sit here today and think, what are they doing over there? I mean, where are they at in this process? Who are they talking to? What are they doing? So this stuff intrigues me a little bit. I like to get geeked up about it. I think most people do as well. But, you know, hey, I'm a fan. I'm entitled to my opinion. And I'm Stanton or bust. So we'll see what happens. And maybe we'll know more on Thursday.
Yeah, you can ask me. I went through those processes. I can tell you as a player, you just sit down at your house and all waiting for a phone call, man. All of a sudden, your agent starts calling you and say, hey, man, New York have this offer. What do you think? Hey, Philadelphia wants you for 2 years. Hey, the Giants want you for one and an option. And that's how it starts happening. Regarding the GM, I don't know, because they have so much me. I worry about what they're offering me, of course, but in the DM, he has to worry about the bullpen. He has to worry about so many guys. He has to worry about arbitration. He has to worry. He has so much in his plate that maybe today he's concentrating on the arbitration cases. Maybe tomorrow he's going to make a call to Yachty to come back to the Cardinals. And then the next day he's going to call Carp and say, hey, Carp, we got a 2-year deal, dear. Whatever, you know, but he has so much things going on in his head right now that he has to deal with. For us, it's a lot easier.
Well, I can tell you this. In my opinion, the only thing he needs to be worried about today is Mr. Stanton. But I understand there's a lot to do. Well, hey, thanks for coming on. We're gonna close it out here and see you on Thursday. Sound good, my friend?
You got it. Go Birds, man.
All right. That is the great Benji Molina on the M4byYachty.com hotline. I want to thank everybody for joining us for today's show and remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Follow us on our social media pages. You can find us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. Find us on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Remember, our ask there is like our Facebook page and then invite your friends to like it as well. We'd greatly appreciate it. Means a lot to us. Hit us up on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Special thanks to lineupmedia.fm, our producer Andrew Allen, and Brian Kroc, who's out today, and all the work that they do to put the show together for us. Our Facebook pages, once again, don't forget Art City Sports, one of our new joining members here. Don't forget our friend Nate McHenry and Rally Squirrel, the great Facebook page. Cardinal Freaks, Chris Lawless with Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, and of course, St. Louis Cardinals Fans Unite. All great Facebook pages, all ways that you can stay up to date with what's going on in Cardinal community. You can have some great conversations on there as well. Special thanks again to Benji Molina and the M4byYachty.com hotline. For Steve Flowers, who's not here with me today, and Benji Molina, I'm Jim Cromer. Let's go Cards!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.